Well, couldn't wait for it to be dark. Besides, because the clocks went back. What is it? About 8 o'clock now. I'm recording this at about my phone says 7 o'clock, but it's late enough to be opening a bottle of Redbreast. 15 years. This was my personal gift to myself, a celebration of for spending a couple of fantastic days in Dublin at MojoCon, which was by far the best journalism-themed conference I've ever been to. And I hope they continue with this success, this amalgamation of minds from all around the world coming in and sharing their ability to tell stories from mobile devices on the whole, although some of the devices I saw weren't as mobile as the average because they were dripping with tripods and panel light panels and all kinds of plugins. But nevertheless, maybe it should be coined networked journalism or networked reporting or something along those lines. Either way, these were people who were able to do an awful lot with not very much kit in real time and easily to the standard of many of the kind of mainstream mobile studios or anybody out there, really. Quite astounding, the talent that was in Dublin over the last few days. Speaking of talent, I'm going to unbottle, uncork this particular talent because this is the first time I've ever had the 15-year-old Redbreast. It's kind of got that little hint of honey. Let me just pour a little bit in my glass here. It's definitely the honey that is so familiar. I mean, disclaimer, 12-year-old Redbreast is by far one of my favourite whiskies that I can ever get my hands on. Little bit worried about the 15 because it's, you know, it's famously smooth and maybe a little bit sweet, the Redbreast. What's the strength of this one? Let me have a quick look. It's not the cask strength. This is the 15-year-old, the cask strength when I tried it was still delicious, but a little bit harsher than I like. This particular one, do you know, I can't find the strength anywhere. Okay, 46%, so a little bit more than normal. Let me give it a little bit of a snifter and a sip here. So pretty incredible, really incredible. Getting, if I want to, you know, stick on my pretentious hat here, kind of toasty, honey on toast, definitely with definitely a bite at the end. Little bit of citrus, which isn't normally around in the 12. Really long finish. I'm going to see what it's like with a tiny bit of water, just a tear from my very fancy water jug. That's kind of opened things up a little bit more. Wow. It hasn't taken away any of the kind of depth and roundness. This is like a full-bodied whiskey, if you want. And it still has a little bit of an edge over the 12 with a splash of water, but I think that's probably how I'm going to be drinking it. Just with a tiny bit of a splash to take away the strength of the 46% and to enable me to enjoy all of the complexities in what is just an amazing single pot still. If you've never tried a Redbreast, I think you can pick up 12-year-old Redbreast ideally if you're coming through Dublin Airport, but there are a few whiskey shops that will keep hold of it. Waitrose used to actually, about 40 quid a bottle. This is a little bit more. I think this works out at about 60 to 70 quid a bottle, depending on where you go. Duty free, obviously a lot less. And still, highly recommend Redbreast as a whole. Named after the Robin Redbreast, allegedly the only bird to continually sing throughout those dark winter nights and just choose, according to the bottle, to rest itself in Ireland over the winter. One of the only birds that does winter over the island, according to the bottle. So, spring is in the air. Do I need this much of a a heat in my glass during the warmer nights. Of course, depending on how I'm feeling, I will be drinking it as it comes straight out of the bottle, obviously into a glass, not straight out of the bottle. And occasionally, if I want just to soften it a tiny bit, I'll drop a small amount of water in there. This has been a whiskey review. You are listening to Documentally from documentally.com, aka Christian Payne. Enjoy. Please drink responsibly.